Thanks for being here, you guys. I will try and get through this quickly. All right, so my topic today is cigarette smoking prevalence and quit attempts among adults with and without diabetes in Texas. In 2013, about 11% of Texas adults had diagnosed diabetes. And as we've kind of heard, a lot of adults are also undiagnosed diabetics, so this presentation is just focusing on those with diagnosed diabetes. And for adults with diabetes, cigarette smoking is associated with an increased risk of multiple different conditions, including heart disease and stroke, increased insulin resistance, lower extremity amputation, and mortality. Smoking cessation, and not just a reduction in smoking, is recommended for people with diabetes. So the purpose of my analysis was to describe the prevalence of current and former cigarette smoking and quit attempts among adults with and without diabetes. Similar to some of the other presentations already, I've used the BRPSS, specifically the Texas version, using 2011 to 2013 data. And diabetes is based on self-report of physician diagnosis. I've used SAS 9.3, and I'll be presenting unadjusted prevalence of adult current cigarette smoking, former smoking, and quit attempts by diabetes status and demographics. And then a quick presentation about the linear regression models after adjusting for sex, age, race, ethnicity, education, and marital status to provide adjusted prevalence ratios. An estimated 15% of adults with diagnosed diabetes, or nearly 885,000 adult Texans, were current smokers. And overall, and among specific demographic groups, cigarette smoking was lower among adults with diabetes compared to adults without diabetes. Among adults aged 65 years and over, smoking prevalence was significantly lower among adults with diabetes at 7.3% than among adults with without diabetes at 9.6%. Among males, smoking prevalence was significantly lower among those with diabetes at 18.2% compared to adults without diabetes at 22.3%. Among non-Hispanic whites, smoking prevalence was significantly lower among those with diabetes at 14.5% than among adults without diabetes at 19.2%. Among adults with less than a high school diploma, smoking prevalence was significantly lower among those with diabetes at 17% compared to those without diabetes at 23.6%. And among adults who were divorced, widowed, separated, smoking prevalence was significantly lower among those with diabetes at 17.3% compared to those without diabetes at 25.2%. And this is just an overall look at the prevalence of former smoking. So an estimated 32.4% of adults with diagnosed diabetes, or about 1.9 million adult Texans, were former smokers, which is significantly higher than those that did not have diagnosed diabetes. An estimated 67.6% of adults with diagnosed diabetes had attempted to quit smoking in the past year. And this was, but this wasn't significantly different from adults with diagnosed diabetes or without diabetes. The prevalence of at least one quit attempt was not statistically significant among adults with and without diabetes by age group. And for males and females, the prevalence was also not statistically significant comparing adults with and without diabetes. However, among Hispanics, the prevalence of at least one quit attempt in the past 12 months was significantly higher among adults with diabetes at 77.4% compared to those without diabetes at 67.6%. And then we also do see some statistical significance among adults with less than a high school degree. The prevalence of at least one quit attempt was 82.4% among those with diabetes compared to 67.3% among those without diabetes. And the prevalence of at least one quit attempt was not statistically significant by marital status and diabetes status. Just briefly, in the adjusted model, the prevalence ratio was 4.92, which was not statistically significant. However, when we look at the adjusted prevalence ratio for at least one quit attempt in the last 12 months, we do see that quit attempts were 15% higher among adults with diabetes compared to those without diabetes. So just in general, it seems that program interventions that include tobacco cessation, education, and resources for adults with diabetes could be very important, and they may actually be making a difference in the prevalence of adults with diabetes who have quit or who have attempted to quit. And since it takes often takes more than one time to attempt or to actually quit smoking, some of these adults who are current smokers but have attempted to quit in the last 12 months may be more likely to actually quit in the future, and this could decrease their risk for comorbid conditions and for poor health outcomes in the future. And as always, this analysis just brought up more questions. So some things that I am interested in looking at in the future are looking at health and healthcare factors that might contribute to quitting and quit attempts among adults with diabetes. And just curious if they use a quit line or if they're talking to their physician or taking medication. And also if the prevalence of e-cigarette use and current cigarette smoking varies by diabetes status. And thank you very much.